What's going on? Where am I? You're listening to A Total Disregard for Wholesome Values. You're listening to Proactive Tools for Creative Vandalism. Wait, no. God, what show am I supposed to be doing right now? Oh, it's 1930 UTC, and you're listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. The dubious goal for today, of course, being another budget nature adventure. And my name's Tobe. Not only am I the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, I'm the leader of this expedition. It's blazingly hot, but it's not starting to bother me yet. Well, not too much anyway. Well, kind of. It will get hotter. I will get more annoyed. We'll be going home soon, I'm sure. But in the meantime, I'm walking through the forest. Of course I am. What else would I be doing? And you might be wondering, well, what can you see? I think I see a duck. Yes, I see here in the sub pond, there's the mommy duck with her four little baby ducks. And there's 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9. This is the big family. And they are swimming around having some kind of fun duckling times. Probably playing some kind of duck games that I don't know about. So I'm going to get on this little path here and hook around, and we're going to be able to see those baby ducklings a little bit better. Oh, they must have known I was coming, because it looks like they're trying to hide now. Oh, yeah, oh, they're so hidey. Oh, I can't see them at all. Hi! They're right there. Maybe you heard them go, squeak, squeak. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, there's a lot of baby ducks there. They're so baby duckly. Alright, we're going to walk past them and go out onto the boardwalk. I think they might be trying to get by, so maybe we can sneak back over there and catch them walking on the path or something fun like that. Ooh, I just walked into the direct sunlight. And it is not crispy. This is not chill for Zooty. This is an oven. It's like a kiln. Let's fire some pottery while we're out here. I see another duck. It's a mallard. I've been seeing that guy out here. All right, I'm turning around and I'm heading back into the shaded areas before I melt or something along those lines. And as I walk back along here, I can just barely see some baby ducks through the trees. I'm kind of on the other side of the little pond where they are. And there's enough. Oh, there's one sitting on a log. They can't see me. They'd be freaking out because I'm only 4 or 5 meters away. Oh, he might have just seen me. The guy on the log just hopped off. Maybe I shouldn't have started talking. Oh no, I can see the whole bunch of them right through here. They're about 4 meters away. I can barely see them between all the leaves and stuff. Oh, they're so cute, baby ducklings. I'm gonna try to get up in this clear area to see if I can get a picture or something. Oh, the baby ducks are all sitting on logs underneath some fallen trees, and they're hiding with their mommy real good. They're being baby ducklers, and I like them. I want to give them baby ducky kisses, but I can't, because they're too scared of me. That's no fun. They're still very nice. Whoo, daddy. It is a bit warm out here. Starting to get a little uncomfortable. But I can't think of anything else to do. I mean, geez, if I'm not out here walking around, looking on from all my dudes, then what am I going to be doing with my time? I suppose I could be working on projects indoors. Got a big holiday coming up I got to do a lot of stuff for. and I haven't barely done anything. Oh, I'm so lazy. Okay, so let's walk into the big blind here and see what we can see. I can smell something, but I think it's just, you know, moss and decay, duckweed and decay. Wow, there's nothing out here, nobody, there's no goosers. Where's my geese? I think I can see a duck on a log hiding. Oh, and clear out there, clear across the bay, I can see it's Big Bluey. Hooray, we got some blue herons today, so that's good. I'm glad the wind is blowing a little bit because it's cooling me off. However, I'm sure it sounds horrible. So yeah, anyway, turning around and I'm walking out. We've seen a couple of little ducklers. That's always good. And we saw the blue heron. And that's always good. Wait, what's that? What's that white business in that tree over there? Oh, I think it's just the sun hitting a stick. I thought I had an egret sighting there for a second, but no. Wandering through the forest, it's so fun. Except it's a little warm. I may have mentioned that. And I'm kind of disappointed. Disappointed in myself, anyway. I just realized that there's some cricket games going on right now. And I'm missing them because I'm too lazy. Right now I'm bending down to look at some little mushrooms that are starting on the end of this log. Very cool. Got to remember those are there. I can't tell what they are right now. They're just little white little bumps. But by tomorrow that'll be something interesting, I'm sure. I just heard something moving here. Who's in here? Oh, here's one of these blue damselflies. I like damselflies. They're very cool. If you're not familiar with the concept of damselfly, they are similar to dragonflies. The difference between a damselfly and a dragonfly is that when a damselfly lands, it folds its wings together behind its back. Whereas when a dragonfly lands, you know, their wings are still sticking out. And we got all kinds of these guys flying around here in Harrenhaven because we got lots of fun water where they can grow and eat and do whatever it is that they do. I like them. And I try to take pictures of them, but they like to fly away. They like to escape. Like baby ducklings, they do not appreciate being photographed. Here comes the big wind. And as the wind blows in here, I can smell something, but what I can smell is, the only way I can describe it is pizza. I can smell pizza. And you know, I'm trying to think, yeah, there is a pizza place kind of close to here, within, you know, like half a mile or a little bit less, but the wind is blowing the wrong way. It's blowing the opposite direction. Strange. What's over there? Is there any pizza places or no? Huh. Don't know why I'm smelling pizza. It's also possible that I'm having a stroke. But being as I can still walk and use both my arms properly, it is unlikely that that is what's happening. So I'll just keep walking here, and I'm just about to walk out of the forest approaching the dragonfly pond. Not much going on in here, and the water level's pretty low. And I can kind of look back here behind the bocage, nothing going on. I don't see any Mati babies. Joy was out here earlier with the lawnmower and a weed eater. I heard her zipping around and So all the Mahdi's and stuff might have gotten scared, and so they're hiding under the shed. Oh, and here comes a big Mulholz truck pulling into the property. They're driving across their little access road to open up their gate. And they're gonna do some, you know, I don't know what you call it, farming, but they don't farm. They've got shrubbery growing over there. This is a shrubbery farm, so presumably they're going to be shrubbing. And that's awesome, because people need to buy shrubs. Whoo! Walking out into the direct sunlight in the parking lot of Heron Haven, and man, it's way too bright. The white limestone glare is about to blind me, but I am approaching my car. Whew. And I'm now standing under the only tree that casts shade into the parking lot. I parked underneath it so I could have shade for my car. Hooray. Okay, sitting in my car. Let's go somewhere else. In 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are back in the studio / office with Hello Kitty. Who are you? Yeah, you are. And I'm sitting here with a nice, cool drink. I'm drinking another Memphis tea, or Arnold Palmer as it is now known. And of course, I did use my freshly squeezed homemade lemonade, and it is delicious. But now that we're back in the studio, what are we going to do today? Oh boy, I can tell you one thing. Whatever we do today, we're staying indoors. I just flipped my TV over to the Weather Channel, and it says it's 97 degrees outside. And I went up to the kitchen, and I looked out the window to check my thermometer that's on the back deck, and it is reading 102. Also, according to the Weather Channel, apparently we're having a heat index day, and it feels like 100 degrees. So, no matter how you slice it, it's about 100 degrees outside. And, you know, that spells instant death for me. So, we're going to be staying indoors in the nice, cool air conditioning. So I guess this means it's time to do a craft project. That's a nice, fun thing that we can do indoors and stay nice and cool and still have lots of fun. So, what's today's craft project going to be? Oh, I guess we could call them cap darts. And this is how you make cap darts. You will need 1 10 millimeter blowgun, also known as a 40 caliber blowgun. These are going to be darts that you can shoot out of a 40 caliber blowgun. You can buy these. You can buy a good 3-footer for about $15 in any decent, quote, sporting goods, end quote, store. You know, if you go to Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops, you can find some. And you can spend all the way up to about $50 for a 40 caliber of various sizes. But I recommend a 3-footer just because they're cheap and easy to transport. You will also need a bamboo skewer or 2 or 3 or however many you want to make. And you will need some 10 millimeter football beads. A football bead can be found in any craft store in the bead section. These are beads that are roughly the shape of American footballs or rugby balls, and they are 10 millimeters in diameter. You will find them. They are ubiquitous. You will also need a small tin of number 10 percussion caps. And if for some reason you don't have number 10s, you can use number 11s, but you might have to crimp them. And that's fine. So, let's get our stuff together here. Here's my tins of number 10s. Here's my tin of number 11s. Put those over here. I got a bamboo skewer. And in this box, I have some football beads. Here's a red one. They come in multiple colors. The color is not critical. You can use any color you want. So the first thing you need to do is cut the bamboo skewer to a length of approximately 8 inches or 20 centimeters. It's not critical. So I'm just using my EMT shears here. And there we go. Now we didn't quite get a perfectly clean cut, so I'm just gonna take some of these slivers off, sand this down a little bit with an emery board. And now it's nice and flat on the end. Okay, so now that you have a piece of 8-inch long bamboo, or 20 centimeters, what you do next is slide your football bead over one end. And it may be that the skewer is a little bit too big for the bead, and if that is the case, all you need to do is whittle the end of the skewer down a little bit so that the bead will fit, and then you put the bead on the end and secure it. There, it's pressed in there nice and tight. You can use some glue here if you are so inclined. I'm not even going to bother at this point, just because I don't want to wait for glue to dry, because that's boring. And so the next step then is to take your number 10 percussion caps, open them up, take one cap out, and fit it over the other end of your bamboo skewer. Press it on there nice and tight, and then push it down on a hard surface so that the bamboo skewer is all the way in there and jammed up there nice and tight. You want that you want the cap to be seated on your bamboo skewer as tightly as possible. There, that ought to do it. So now what you have is what I like to call a cap dart, or a bang dart. And this is its simplest incarnation. Once again, you just have an 8-inch piece of bamboo with a football bead at one end, and a number 11, or what was it, number 10 percussion cap on the other one, on the other end. And doesn't that look nice? Yes, it's lovely. So, we're done. That's how you make these. It's just that simple. There are some more complicated versions that we might talk about at another time. But right now, we're just going to stick to this very simple version. And I suppose now the only thing left to do is to test this baby out. So let's head on down into the basement. Well, I gotta go grab my blowgun and stuff. Let's go down in the basement and test this out, because we're not gonna go outside. It's way too hot. So we grab all this stuff and walk out of the studio. Open the basement door and head down into the basement. I should probably turn off my dehumidifier just so it won't make any noise. I'll do that in a second. Plug all the equipment in here. Find a convenient place to set some of these things down. All right, here we go. Okay, I've turned off the dehumidifier to help reduce the noise. And the first thing I'm going to do, demonstration-wise, is I'm not going to shoot the bang dart yet, the cap dart. I'm going to shoot a regular dart across the room into a pizza box. It's about 5 meters away, just so you can hear what it sounds like when a normal dart is launched from a 40 caliber blowgun. It sounds a little bit something like this. Okay, no big deal. You probably didn't hear much of anything. And now I'm just hoping that this cap dart doesn't clip the recording. So, here's what you do. Take your blowgun and drop your bang dart into it. And you'll probably have to put it in the muzzle end, so put the bead end in first. Obviously, you want the percussion cap leading out. So we'll just drop it in here. All right, and we are ready to rock. So I'm going to stand here and I'm going to shoot this dart at the cinder block wall that's about 5 meters away. And you should be able to hear the explosion of the cap dart. Okay, here we go. In 5 seconds. Oh, and it didn't work. This happens sometimes. Let me go retrieve the dart. Well, here's the dart. And as embarrassing as that is, is this the second or third time? I think this is the third time that I've had one of these not work. And usually what has happened is the percussion cap isn't seated completely on the bamboo skewer. So I'm going to drop it back down into the blowgun. Now my air conditioner is firing up. You can probably hear it. And we're going to try that one more time. So drop the dart in and let's shoot it again in 5 seconds. And it didn't work again. How embarrassing. The dart itself practically bounced all the way back towards me. And I'm picking it up, and guess what? I've lost the percussion cap. So, we need to go get another percussion cap. You know, the stupid thing about this is that I was gonna build a different dart, one that's much more reliable, much more louder. But no, I thought, oh, I better stick with the simple ones first, and blah, blah, blah. So, we got the percussion caps. And this time we're gonna use a number 11. Because they're slightly bigger. And I think that the whole problem here is that the cap isn't traveling enough. It was too tight. So, you know, your mileage may vary. And I'm also gonna take this emery board and I'm gonna sand the tip of this a little bit more. Make sure it's nice and flat. Take the edges off. There we go. And we'll try it again. Seat that into the number 10 there. Doesn't even want to. What's the problem here, cowboy? Get in there. And now it's too loose. Okay. So I'm just going to take a pair of pliers, make sure this is sitting on here real tight. I'm just going to crimp this just a tad. There we go. Just so it won't fall off. And we'll slide it back into the blowgun. Very carefully here. All right. Let's try this one more time. In 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3. Yeah, it worked that time. I hope you can hear it. I'm gonna go retrieve the dart. And here it is. And a lot of times, these end up being reusable. And this is one of those times. It did split the bamboo just a tad, but that doesn't mean that we can't do it again. So, we'll grab another percussion cap out of the little tin. I do love percussion caps. And then we'll seat the percussion cap on the end of the dart. And it is a little loose ever since I sanded the dart down. So we'll give it a little crimp. Crimpy, crimpy. It doesn't quite do it. Gotta give it a little bit more crimp. That'll work. And we slide it into the blowgun. That clipped, I can't believe it. And then we shoot it at the wall again. In 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2. That's loud. Let's go get that dart again. Dart, 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 dart. Oh yeah, we got a little damage this time. It took a little sliver of the bamboo off. It split it pretty good. And, you know, if you're ever in my basement and you're wondering why there's like black burn marks on my pristine white cinder block walls, it's because I like to shoot these darts at the wall. Yeah, so I'm getting another one since this is still usable. Taking another percussion cap out, put it on the end of the dart, give it a little crimp, 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 crimp. That's not working. Because we've lost some bamboo, there we go. Slide it down the tube of the blowgun here. And let's do it again. In 5, 4, 3. Kabang! Oh my goodness, I could do this all day. And as I retrieve the dart, oh yeah. This thing now that it's got, what, 3 good hits in it? The bamboo skewer has now split right down the middle, about 2/3 of its length. The bead has also come loose a little bit. It has traveled forward about 1 centimeter. And that's fine. I wonder if we can get one more usage out of it. Oh, the tip is even sort of blown off. Should we try it? Of course we should try it. We'll take out another percussion cap. I'm using number 10s this time since it's smaller and they'll fit. There, wedge that sucker on there. Oh man, this is never gonna work. This thing is losing its integrity. This bamboo skewer is falling apart due to all the violent actions. Well, let's see if we can destroy the dart this time. I got the cap on it. I'm gonna slide it down the barrel of the blowgun. And we're going again here in 5 seconds. 4, 3. Woohoo, that's fun. Let me go get that dart. Oh yeah. Yeah, the dart is, it's very frayed. There's just bamboo splinters. It's just, the split has gone a little bit further. There's another split. Yeah, this thing is now pretty much no longer usable. We got enough usage out of it. I think you get the point. So, where are we at here? I guess we can go back into the studio. We're pretty much done with this guy. I'll just put it right here. Grab the old percussion caps. Let's go back upstairs. And my air conditioner's coming back on again, as to be expected. It is, after all, 100 degrees outside. Let's grab, oh. Smell that yummy smell. That is the smell of burnt Armstrong's compound, or Armstrong's mixture. Oh, I love that smell. Back into the studio we go. Now, as I mentioned before, there are other variations on this exploding dart that maybe we can talk about more in the future. Basically, you add an extension of hollow tubing like brass or aluminum and you fill it up with a little flash powder and then put the percussion cap on the end of the metal tube, and that helps the ignition. That makes the darts more reliable because the metal hitting that cap is more friction than just bamboo. But I will have to save the instructions on how to make those darts for a later date, because I've noticed I've started to run out of time. It's 1958 UTC. Would you look at that? And that means it's time for me to say that you've been listening to the Dubious Darts Committee, starring me. My name is Tobe. I'm also the chairman of this committee and the chief guy who's blowing stuff up. I highly recommend that you go out and buy some percussion caps today. They're very fun, and you can find all kinds of uses for them. This show airs every day at 19:30 UTC, so tune in tomorrow and every single day this week, the next week, and every week after that. My name's Tobe. It's time for me to leave, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.